Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. Health officials in Huron County are investigating several confirmed cases of cyclosporiasis, a foodborne intestinal illness caused by Cyclospora parasite. The infection is typically linked to contaminated food or water and can cause severe watery diarrhea, stomach illness, and dehydration that may last for weeks if left untreated. The Huron County Health Department says the number of cases is climbing across Michigan, with the state's local reaching 572 as of July 4th, up sharply from 170 just 4 days earlier. While Southeast Michigan has seen the largest increase, no specific type of produce, grower, or supplier has been identified as the source of the outbreak. Health officials are urging residents to thoroughly wash fresh fruits and vegetables, practice safe food handling, stay hydrated, and contact a healthcare provider if they developed persistent diarrhea or other gastrointestinal symptoms. Doctors warn the combination of the illness and extreme summer temperatures can quickly lead to dangerous dehydration. And a Michigan man is facing a second offense domestic violence charge following a court arraignment this week. John Joseph Reed entered a not guilty plea through his attorney during the hearing. The misdemeanor charge stems from an incident alleged to have occurred on July 2nd and carries a maximum penalty of up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine if there's a conviction. The court scheduled a pretrial hearing for August 20th. And appointed a new attorney to represent Reed for the remainder of the case. The judge also continued Reed's $3,500 bond, requiring no contact with the alleged victim, no use of alcohol or non-prescribed controlled substances, and compliance with pretrial supervision and random alcohol testing. As with all criminal cases, the charge is an allegation, and Reed is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. And a Harbor Beach man is facing a misdemeanor charge following an arraignment in Huron County District Court. Ian Nathan Morley is accused of driving while his license was suspended, revoked, or denied in connection with an alleged incident on July 2nd. During the hearing, the court informed Morley of the charge and potential penalties and his constitutional rights. A court-appointed attorney will represent him for the remainder of the case. A pretrial hearing has been scheduled for August 20th, while the prosecutor has been ordered to provide discovery in any plea offer before that date. Morley was released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond. The charge is an allegation, and he is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. And two Huron County residents have pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor charges filed following an arraignment in district court. Thomas Bernard McCormick and Samantha Sue McCormick each face one count of lewd and lascivious conduct and one count of indecent exposure. During the hearing, the court advised both defendants of the charges and potential penalties before entering not guilty pleas on them both, or on their behalf. The court scheduled an in-person plea hearing for August 20th, with prosecutors ordered to provide discovery by July 27th. Bond remains set at $3,500, 10% for each defendant. As conditions of release, both must abstain from alcohol and controlled substances and comply with pretrial supervision and random testing. The charges stem from allegations involving an incident reported on July 3rd. The case remains pending and both defendants are presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. When we come back from this Al Hansen Motors sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Hey, Tyler Hansen here from Al Hansen Motors. The weather is playing leapfrog with the temperatures. You need to make sure your car's AC is up to the task. At Al Hansen Motors, we can service all makes, all models, and all years of vehicle air conditioning systems, foreign and domestic. Gas prices are still high, but I have two gas savers that both get up to 36 miles per gallon to help. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It has full power, heated seats, cloth interior, lane keep assist, remote start, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and only 40,000 miles. We're asking $20,980. If that one is a little out of your price range, I also have a 2020 Chevy Malibu. It still gets up to 36 miles per gallon, has heated seats, cloth interior, remote start, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, plus tinted rear windows. It has 114,000 miles, and we're asking $11,780. I also have a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS that gets up to 30 miles per gallon. It's all-wheel drive, fully loaded with options, and low miles for the year with 33,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up for this week, I also have a 2018 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4 that has heated seats, heated steering wheel, and a 3.2-liter V6 engine. It has 78,000 miles, and we're asking $16,980.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, or national news, pardon me. Major cyber breach targets regional banking infrastructure. A sophisticated ransomware attack has crippled operations at a prominent consortium of regional banks across the Midwest, freezing digital banking apps and locking out thousands of account holders. Federal cybersecurity officials confirmed the hackers exploited a previously unknown vulnerability in a widely used third-party vendor software. The financial institutions assure customers that account balances remain secure and no data has been permanently lost. The FBI's cyber division is currently working alongside private security firms to isolate the breach and restore customer access. Financial experts state the incident highlights an urgent need for smaller banking institutions to upgrade their defensive infrastructure against ever-evolving digital threats. In other national news, historic aviation shortage triggers widespread summer flight delays. Frustrated travelers are facing massive delays at major airports nationwide today as commercial airlines grapple with an acute shortage of certified air traffic controllers. The Federal Aviation Administration reports that a wave of unexpected early retirements, combined with a backlog in training academies, has left vital control centers severely understaffed during the peak summer travel window. Airlines are proactively trimming their daily schedules and consolidating flights to prevent total operational gridlock. Travel advocates recommend that passengers verify their flight statuses before leaving for the airport and brace themselves for longer than usual wait times on the tarmac. When we come back from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Israeli rescue teams praised for earthquake aid in Venezuela. Venezuela's acting president has issued a rare public message of gratitude to Israel after a specialized search and rescue delegation arrived to assist with ongoing earthquake recovery efforts. The humanitarian mission comes despite the fact that Venezuela and Israel currently share no official diplomatic relations. The highly trained Israeli team was deployed following last month's devastating earthquakes, which tragically claimed over 2,600 lives and left thousands more injured. Venezuelan authorities praised the team's professionalism as they worked side by side to assess structural damage and locate missing citizens beneath the rubble. In other international news, India faces massive infrastructure shutdown following heavy monsoon rain. Relentless monsoon rains have triggered severe landslides and flash flooding across western India, completely paralyzing the vital highway networks connecting Mumbai and Pune. Emergency crews are working to clear tons of mud and debris that have trapped hundreds of transit vehicles and completely halted regional rail links. While a newly formed low-pressure system over the Bay of Bengal is expected to provide some relief to agricultural areas suffering from drought, urban areas are bearing the brunt of the infrastructure collapse. Local authorities are advising residents to completely avoid non-essential travel as emergency services work to restore power grids and clear blocked transit routes. When we come back from the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
Have you recently had hail damage to your vehicle? Stilson Collision on Fillion Road just north of Bad X specializes in hail damage repair. Trust your vehicle to the experts with over 95 years combined experience. They know how to repair your car, truck, van, or SUV correctly. With free loaner cars available while your work is getting done, makes it as convenient as possible when you take your hail damage to Stilson Collision. So pick up the phone and call 989-553-3649. That's Stilson Collision, located 2.25 miles west of Fillion on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe.
This is Luke Stilson. At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.